This long-distance dedication goes on out to our texters who like to text in and let us know that Luke was mispronouncing Antigo.
I knew it was wrong as soon as I said it, and I was like, well, I'm just going to keep going down the list because it was the first one on the list. But
no, it's fine. I would have gone Antigo as well. You know, Key Largo, Antigo, Baby Wanoego down to Kokomo.
Maybe that's what was in my head. But Annie from Watertown, appreciate the little ant emojis as well to go with the correction. So very helpful. Appreciate the text. And you can be like Annie and Doc. You can shoot us a text at 844-967-2789.
But I just want to point out that if we get something wrong, we just say, oh, that was wrong. Yeah. Here's the right thing.
Yeah.
And then we move on. And you know what? I still like you. And you know what? I think that you have character. And I think that you are a decent person as
appreciate
well.
Appreciate that, Brian.
No, that's because you're what's the word? Oh, a grown adult. You're an adult.
I am.
Unlike the people that are elected to our state office. All right. Yeah. So
speaking of elected to state office, we do also have a great appearance coming up by Angelito Tenorio, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. I'm going to ask him once we have him on air. But he's running for state treasurer here in Wisconsin in 2022. So we're going to have Angelito on, talk to us about what's going on with his race, his campaign, and see if he's got any updates for us when it comes to, you know, a proposal maybe that the Republicans are saying that job should be in the governor's cabinet.
So the last time when they got destroyed by Sarah Godlewski, their stance, Sarah Godlewski went out and said, I don't know that everybody knows what state treasurer it is, and then spoke to everybody. And when she spoke, everyone was like, oh, yeah, state treasurer can do some stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Let's elect this person. She seems to know what she's doing.
Yeah.
And then, but the Republican stance was, this shouldn't exist. This position that I'm running for shouldn't exist.
The previous guy, who I believe still ran for the position against Sarah in 2018.
Yeah.
He was the one that said, this job shouldn't exist, but please elect me to do this job that I don't want to exist anymore. But
yes. And now they've updated their message to be rather than, hey, this thing shouldn't exist, is that people shouldn't be elected to it because we lost it. So we shouldn't elect people to this.
Yeah.
Let's be a better treasurer, have a better message, or have any better ideas. It's let's just change the rules again.
Yeah, I believe that's Shea Sortwell in the assembly is proposing that. He wants to move it into the governor's cabinet. So
what a wonderful group of people these are. Yeah. Let's go and talk to our friend Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike has a show every Saturday. You can listen to him at noon. Pizza Box, what is going on, man?
Hey, man, I also got a show at the Capitol if you want to stop up there anytime.
Oh, that is a fun show. That's an interactive show, isn't it, up at the Capitol?
Yes, I'll talk about that later. But, don't feel bad. The first white people in Wisconsin pronounced it Antigo as well. So don't feel bad. Anyway, I want to point out the contrast in the climate change issue. Because everybody's always talking about how warm it gets. Well, we know that it got, they were setting record cold temperatures in Europe for the last month. And then, of course, Hawaii had snow where they've never seen it and more rain than they've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday was really something, okay? I believe the highest temperature yesterday was in Mineral Point. It was 69 or 68. And the old record, the highest ever, was 52. So he pointed that out.
Not only that, but a week beforehand, it was 17, 15 degrees out.
It got into single digits one morning when I was waking up at 4:30 in the morning.
Just going from that within a week is bad enough.
Right. And so I stayed up last night. I was out till 2 in the morning because I wanted to just see what it was like. Actually, I may never see this, and I hope I never see it in December again because it's not good news, and I'll tell you why. I'm on the golf course. I'm watching all this wind, and I'm talking to a friend on Facebook, but she's cold because it's only 33 degrees. The interesting part is I live in Stoughton, Wisconsin. She lives in Phoenix, Arizona, man. That was at 1:30 last night. Oh, my God.
Well, to be fair, the deserts do not retain their heat very well, and they're notorious for being extremely cold at night. But
yes, they can be. But, she said that it's not usually that cold like that, and especially when it's 61 in Wisconsin. It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it does. The Earth's pole is shifting, everybody. But don't listen to the science, right? I just read an article, but this is not going to end well. That's all I can say about it. Thanks, guys.
This will probably thank you for the time, Pizza Box. I appreciate it, man. This is going to end up like a James Clavell novel, you know, the Shogun series. Like every one of them ends in some sort of natural disaster where the hero is killed by some sort of tornado or tsunami or something like that. Mostly, I think he just didn't want to end the series or didn't know how to really like bring it to a conclusion. So let's just have a Deus Ex Machina come in. And guys, by the way, it seems like Mother Nature's trying to close the show.
Trying to tell us something.
Trying to bring in the wrath of God, which the Greeks used the Deus Ex Machina to basically be the God machine to come in and save our hero at the end of the day, or to basically end the show. Some sort of magical, mystical thing. So I don't know that this is going to end in a wedding. That's usually how you can tell that it's a comedy.
And the only other option besides comedy was which one? Tragedy.
Tragedy, and that's tragedy. Usually when the people we've been rooting for all die.
Yeah.
But then there's like maybe some hope at the end, but you never know. You never know.
Hey, at least Jeff Bezos is launching people out into the stratosphere, and you know, some really rich people get to see a really good view for the first time ever.
Speaking of rich people, I'm going to announce this on the way out, and maybe we can talk to our special guest about this. Robin J. Voss Enterprises had their PPP loans forgiven.
Oh.
$297,600 in PPP loans. In fact, Robin Voss, Adam Jarkow, and Joan Bollweg, all avowed opponents of socialism and student loan forgiveness, had just under $1 million in PPP loans forgiven. And then they paid it off by the collective us. That's reading from Scott Ross's tweet.
Yeah, so I was going to say our friend Scott Ross over sharing that on Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, it's pretty fascinating that when socialism's out there that they want, they're the first ones in line. Yep, got theirs forgiven. They got theirs taken care of. But
if you're a Hmong farmer, you don't even get to know that it exists in the first place, let alone getting it forgiven.
Nope, and if you want that expanded child tax credit, that's coming to an end too, because we can't get support for that to be extended either anymore.
Hey, that just came in yesterday, though. Happy Biden Money Day.
Yeah, so child poverty being cut in half over the last 6 months, that's apparently not a good thing, and that's not going to continue. But cool, Robin Voss got his PPP loan forgiven. That's awesome.
We'll be back with Angelito Tenorio next.
Tenorio.
Tenorio.